In two separate cases this summer, a 4-year-old girl and a 2-year-old boy suffered fevers, vomiting, and diarrhea after taking baby turtles home from Wisconsin retailers. Testing showed a form of salmonella common to reptiles. Both children have since recovered. Jim Kazmierczak, a state public health veterinarian, says in 1975, the FDA banned the sales of turtles with shells measuring under 4 inches. He adds that while it's not illegal to own a small turtle, parents would be wise to keep them out of the home.
Children being what they are, they're going to play with the turtles, have their fingers in the turtle water, kiss the turtles, things of that nature. So we have a particular concern since they're more apt to become infected, number one, and secondly, children are also more apt to develop more serious symptoms of the disease if they do get infected.
Wisconsin public health officials have threatened legal action against anyone selling small turtles. Michael Mala runs a souvenir shop in the Wisconsin Dells. He says he just took turtles off the shelves after weighing the risks.
I don't know if they're going to be easily replaced. They've accounted for approximately 40% of our sales this year. But, you know, I feel relieved that this is over. I'm glad that it hasn't posed any type of threat to myself, my employees, or any of our customers.
Mala says this summer, retailers in the Dells have collectively sold around 20,000 turtles, most of which were shipped in from the Deep South. Authorities are asking people with pet turtles to either return them to retailers or hand them over to a local humane society. If let go into the wild, they could hurt the environment or die from a number of causes. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.